There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Drive Live talks technology.
We're here to be talking technology, but not sure it's going to happen. Nick Rago is here from TechRadarMiddleEast.com. Nick, you were just you had your gadget of the week on. Sorry, hello, Nick.
Standards again, slipping at the show, producer Michelle.
He is worse than I am. Come on.
So my fate is not up. Your fate is not up. Just what is going on here?
Just calm down, okay? We're doing some training in here. Okay?
So I had the gadget of the week on. This is I don't know. Should we tease it now?
Yeah. Tell us what it is, because okay. You looked ridiculous wearing it.
Oh, gee, thank you so much. Well, this is basically a little something that I've got from Lenovo. It's their Star Wars Jedi Challenges Kit. It comes with a lightsaber, an AR headset, and a little kind of luminous blob you put on the floor to keep your track and everything in check. And it is a very cool little device. And basically, once you put it on, you can fight incoming droids. You can fight Kylo Ren. You can play holo chess and all kinds of cool augmented reality games.
It's just great.
It's amazing. It's,
how much is it, by the way? Because you said last week.
Yeah, it's a little over 1,000 dirhams, and it's going to be, I think, one of the best sellers for this holiday season.
It's worth every penny.
It is. It's so cool. So
I won't have a go at it in a minute. But
1199, that's the price.
Okay, so essentially you become a Jedi Knight.
You do.
Oh, right.
With sound effects and everything, it's
so
hilarious.
So excited about
it's
that.
So good.
Obviously. it's top of my list of things to buy. But no, before we get to that, I do want to see you in it again, because it was marvelous. I'd actually quite like to see Tim having a go at it.
I'm doing it. I'm there. I'm in.
Okay.
Promise. In a minute.
Well, before we get to that, we want to have a look at this week's Rubbish Kickstarter.
Rubbish Kickstarters.
Now, Nick, tell me a bit more about this. How do you pronounce it? Vortex.
Vortex, yes.
Yeah,
it's a play on words, basically. Now, okay, I'm a pretty serious video gamer, and I take my gaming pretty seriously, you know, in case it wasn't evident. And so anything that I think that makes it more immersive, more exciting, I give two thumbs up to. I think that's a really good thing. But then this, it just sounds like pure nonsense, because what they're, you know, like you have these 4D cinemas where you sit in them and you get like, you know, a wind blowing in your hair or the seats rumbling around, or
and
the,
if it rains,
there's like a bit of mist. There's literally a guy running in the dark with a little mister going and misting in your face. But that's kind of what these guys want to do, is they want to bring your gaming to that sort of elevated level and make it more immersive. And that's kind of what Vortex wants to do.
But I'm not a gamer, but to me, this sounds on paper fantastic. You know, you can experience everything in real time as it happens. Why are you laughing, Tim?
This is essentially, it looks like a speaker, Nick.
Yes.
That's the best way to do it. It looks like a reasonably sized speaker, right?
Yes.
And it blows air at you.
Yep, with a hairdryer in it.
It's a hairdryer that looks like a speaker next to you.
Okay, well, have a listen. This is what they say they're doing with Vortex.
Essentially, what we're doing is unwinding audio-visual signals and extracting information that we then use to drive Roland's haptics. Haptics triggering traditionally has been pretty simple, right? They're driving a rumble pack or something with a voltage directly off the audio line. And we're actually breaking audio down into subcomponents, as well as using information in the video and frame buffer to do deeper analysis and convert all of this stuff into usable concepts.
That's really weird. What was he saying?
Until he said stuff there at the end, I was going with it, because he said haptic and he said analysis and he said video buffer, and I thought, you sound like you really know what you're talking about. But that was essentially a jumbled sentence of utter nonsense.
It was just random words strung together.
It was. It didn't make any sense at all, I didn't think.
No, and knowing nothing about technology, I thought maybe he was saying really smart things. So, you know, I was partially sold there. Well, this is what the Vortex does.
The Vortex hardware is composed of three key features. Our patented air deflector technology, it essentially allows us to variably increase or decrease the heat which the device is pulling from our reservoir. The second is our air diffuser nozzle. The air diffuser nozzle has a tilting feature that allows you to control the airflow direction to your desire. The last is our intensity knob. Our intensity knob allows us to control airflow and also heat intensity. So having the full control is really important to having that premium experience when you're gaming or for watching videos.
See, premium experience. Who doesn't want a premium experience? I think that sounds great.
Premium experience looks really good on posters, and then you get there and you think this is anything but premium, and it's not really an experience in my experience. However, it blows air at you.
It does.
That's all it adds, yes. But it does it in time with the game.
So if there's a instance in the game where there's a huge dragon or a lot of fire on screen, so it starts blowing hot air in your face. And if you're in an instance where there's, it's very quiet and almost felt like it starts blowing cold air in your face.
Yeah. I think it's
You could
great.
Probably just pay me to stand there with a hairdryer. I will do the same thing.
Imagine it. It's quite hot here. If you had that in the house.
Just open a window.
Yeah.
Or just put the AC on. I mean, it really is just nonsense. I just can't see anything in it.
Well, nonsense or not, here's the thing.
How well are they doing it?
Well, this is what's alarming. They wanted $60,000 to make this hairdryer, this 4D environmental simulator happen. With 14 days to go, 203 people have pledged $30,065. So nearly a little over half of their goal is already done, and they have 2 weeks to finish this.
They're going to do it, aren't they?
It's disturbing.
I had a little look on it, and there were different options. So you could spend a bit more and you could have two of them. Because if you just had one, you'd just be really hot on one side and you'd be cold on the other.
Yeah.
So we just...
I like how you've actually done more effort into this than I have. Well done, Natalie.
No, I was like, I want to have a look at this. So I had a look and I thought, okay, so you can buy two. Spend a bit more money, buy two.
But it's like surround sound air.
Yeah. You couldn't have one hot cheek and not another hot cheek, a cold cheek.
Do you know what would be great? I would probably just attach this to the sides of my bed during winter and just warm my bed that way.
Yeah, that would work.
That would be a better use for it.
There are three YouTube videos on here, and depending on the game, one's Game of Thrones, and there are two others. And what they've done is to demonstrate how this works. If they've attached different coloured streamers to where the air flows from. Okay, so there are yellow streamers, and there are two videos with red streamers. That's the only difference. So I'm guessing red is warm, yellow is cold. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
Could be. Maybe they just ran out of coloured tape. I don't know.
There's nobody explaining anything.
Nothing
they just
at
play
all.
The game and then it streams air.
Like, this is fairly self-explanatory. We let you guys figure out because we don't have a clue.
How much were they? How much are they?
Oh, they are, let me see, 25, 50, $109 for one unit.
Oh, goodness me. No, maybe if it was like 20 dirham, I'd get one.
So that's a 400 dirham hairdryer that you've got sat next to your computer.
You can add a bit more and get an actual proper hairdryer.
You could, yeah.
You could get a hairdryer for less than 400, surely.
Oh, well, judging by your hair, we can tell what you blow your hair with.
Oh, that's absolutely awful. If you do have any questions for Nick, not about hairdryers, about anything tech-related, please do save us from this. Text 4001 or via the free messaging app. Coming up, we'll also be talking about that gadget, the Star Wars Jedi Challenge. We'll be making ourselves look super silly, and a few bits and bobs about the Dubai Motor Show and more stuff about Tesla.
Drive Live talks technology.
Our guest today is Nick Rago from TechRadar.com. Release. I'm just slightly distracted, Nick. One, because you put chocolate cake beside me. And secondly, because you've also, you've got Tim dressed up.
I have. I've got him in a little spacesuit. No, I haven't. I've got him trying out the Lenovo Star Wars Jedi Challenges kit that we've got in the studio with us. And I don't know, producer Michelle is doing a bit of filming. Hello, everyone on Facebook. And you can see here, Tim's basically got a lightsaber. He's wielding it against the forces of evil. He's got the AR set on his head. We have a little tracking device on the floor. And it's quite exciting. It's quite violent, I would say, almost.
He's really getting into it, isn't he?
He is.
Michelle is filming for Facebook Live. So if you want to go onto the Dubai 1038 Facebook page, you can see Tim making a fool out of himself with the headset on. And he's holding a saber, isn't he? A lightsaber,
he
or whatever they're called.
Yes, lightsaber.
Something along those lines. But he's waving it around.
Yeah, and the thing also with this kit is it's augmented reality. So, while traditional VR completely blocks your real life view and you can't see what's happening around you, Tim actually can see us poking fun at him and Michelle filming him at the same time. So he can actually be very much aware of his surroundings and know when he's bumping into things. But it just is very comical to look at anyway. But I can see he's valiantly defending us from the powers of the universe. So I'm grateful for that.
He's defending the honor of Princess Leia.
Love
so
it.
He says,
I
oh,
love
charming,
it.
How delightful. But realistically, how successful do you think this product will be
Can you not see Exhibit A next to me on my right-hand side over here? But I think in terms of success, first of all, the kit itself requires a smartphone. So you literally power up your smartphone, in this case, download the app, slide it into the headset connector cable, and away you go. And this is just kind of, I think, the first of many examples we're going to be seeing. I think a lot of different companies, whether it's game developers or manufacturers, etc., they're going to see that, you know, AR is a really cool thing to have an interest in. And, they'll start developing, having more uses for it. I mean, this kit necessarily isn't just restricted to the Star Wars Jedi challenges. That's, yes, this one, you know, has the lightsaber and everything, but I'm sure if you had more AR apps, you would be able to find different uses for it.
So once you've got the headset, it's possible that you can use that.
Yeah, for other more other augmented reality experiences as well.
If Tim was to take that home for his children, yes. I don't think they'd get a look in.
No, they wouldn't. They wouldn't get it at all. But like I said before, I think it's going to be one of those most successful things to buy this festive season. So it's definitely something to look out for in the stores. It is available from 15 November, which is today. So you can find them at leading retail stores now in Dubai.
Okay, I wanted to have a chat with you about the Dubai Motor Show, but first, we've had a couple of texts in already for you.
Yes.
Nick, if you do have more questions, text us 4001 or via the free messaging app. Tim, calm down. this question, no name, Nick. Oh, my goodness. This question, Nick, is he's asking, is that the Google Pixel 2 versus Nokia 8? Do you think there's a clear winner between those two phones?
The Nokia 8 is quite good, so I'm distraught here because I can't quite make a decision whether which one's better than the other. But we've got the Pixel 2 in the office. The camera on it is out of this world. Really, really good. It's vanilla Android OS, so it comes from Google, so you get all the updates and everything first and foremost. So, you know, maybe I would prefer the Google Pixel 2 only because I've had hands-on time with it. The Nokia 8 is still a great, affordable handset to go for. So I think it really just depends on what you look for in a phone, whether it's battery life, camera, screen, things like that. Based on that, you can make an informed decision. But only because I've had more experience with the Google Pixel 2, I'm leaning more towards that handset.
And are they about the same price point? Or
roughly. I think the Pixel 2 is a little bit pricier than the Nokia 8, but I think ballpark they're in about the same figure.
Okay, and this one's from Ali. It's about cameras. It says, do you think Sony is taking over the DSLR market?
It's a good question, Ali. Thanks for sending that in. I think with Sony, they've made a lot of leaps and bounds with some of their latest cameras, especially with mirrorless tech and looking at just how compact some of these new devices are. So I think definitely they are making a new trend in the DSLR market. Whether they're taking it over, I think it's still very much early days. We're seeing a lot of strong stuff coming in from Nikon and Canon, which is pretty much one of the two of the standards standard DSLR manufacturers here on the market. So I think it's still a little bit early days to look at for Sony, but they definitely are making strong strides from where they were back a couple of years ago with DSLR. So definitely it's a company to keep an eye on for sure.
But all the other brands are reasonably well respected anyway.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, everyone has their own kind of go-to favorite brand. I personally have Canon in the office and at home, but only because I've been using it for so many years. And I just really like what they do with their lenses and with their products. So for me, that's my go-to brand. But having seen what Sony has put on the market, they are definitely making strides with DR technology.
Apologies to anyone that's just joined us and hearing squeaking and squealing in the background.
It's not me, Tim. I promise.
It's Tim playing. he's trying to defeat... What is he trying to defeat? I think he's
going up either against the droids or against Kylo Ren, one of the two. But if you've missed it, tune into our Facebook page. We just posted a video of Tim bouncing on the studio. I fear he's going to come close to me and whack me in the head with that lightsaber, so I am keeping my distance.
Yeah. He
looks triumphant.
Yeah, triumphant. Have you won, Tim?
No, don't talk to me.
No, okay, he's in the zone. He's in the zone.
Okay, fine. We'll leave Tim in the corner to be strange on his own for a while. But Nick, the Dubai Motor Show is on.
Yes.
And you've tried out electric and hybrid cars before.
I have, yes.
And what's been exciting you this week?
So what's interesting with the Dubai Motor Show is obviously there's these fantastic cars on display. But surely there is also a very strong undercurrent going on with the motor show this year with regards to hybrid and electric vehicles. Now, we've had some very interesting exhibitions going on from Nissan, from Renault, and from Toyota. Toyota is showcasing, obviously, their hybrid Camry, as well as the hydrogen fuel cells with the Toyota Mirai, I believe is what it's called. And that's fantastic because hydrogen fuel is something that's very, very new to the market and very, very new to people's sort of understanding and how it works. And I think it's something that Dubai, in its sort of progression to making it more eco-friendly and obviously getting more hybrid and electric cars on the roads, this is something that we want to be talking about. And if you go onto the Motor Show, I definitely recommend you check out some of the hybrid and electric vehicles on display, because not only do they look super realistic, but it kind of drives home that point where Dubai is trying to be more and more eco-friendly, trying to get people to install solar panels on their roofs, trying to get companies to think of, you know, ways to reduce their carbon footprint, trying to get people to be more receptive to hybrid vehicles and electric vehicles. And I think it's a fantastic platform to showcase that.
Sounds good. Driving force. I see what you did there.
Yes.
Very nice.
Yes.
Very nice. Coming up, we'll be talking also a huge announcement from Tesla. You'll be able to give us a bit more detail on that coming up.
Does on 4001.
Do you know something? The idea of an AR headset, I've never warmed to. I was never a gamer as a kid. I've never really gamed. But this, what's it called, Nick? Just
this.
It's fantastic.
This is the Lenovo Star Wars Jedi Challenges.
It's remarkable.
Well, firstly, Tim, thanks for joining the program. Really nice of you to turn up and do some work. It's great.
Amazing thing.
Playing computer games all day. You do look a bit worn out, I'm not going to lie.
You need some chocolate cake to refuel yourself.
Yeah, which is, and thank you for that as well. No, it's a really amazing thing. To get that as a gift where I, the age I am now, or any age, no, it's really, really cool. And you can see in a couple of years the way, Nick, I suppose, it's not basic at all in any way, but
no.
You can see how this is going to grow, and it's going to become more and more immersive.
Yeah. I mean, this is the thing, that as developers and companies find more and more uses for AR, then it's just going to skyrocket, and people who have the kit will say, oh, you know, I already have this, I can just maybe buy an accessory or something to make it a different experience, and away you go. It's fantastic.
Mm.
And it's good value for money, honestly.
Well, it is as well, but if you're not worried about what people think of you and you sit there with a clunky headset on waving a lightsaber, then,
yeah,
you know, you're away, really, but...
I hope you're not worried, because we've posted it everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah, I know. So I realise.
Yeah, that's gone out there. Just, Nick, quickly, we've had a text in from Alistair, and I know it is something we talked about, but maybe Alistair missed it. He wants to know what your thoughts are on the iPhone X.
It looks like a fantastic phone. My two of my colleagues in the office have their own iPhone X, and they love it. I have no opinion to it, because I haven't had proper hands-on time with it, and... I've never had an iPhone in my life, so I don't really know, you know, even if I had the iPhone on 10 in my hand, would I say like, oh, this has changed, this is good, this is bad. From face value, it looks like a fantastic phone. The build quality in it is a little bit questionable, because people have said this is probably the most breakable iPhone that Apple has put out yet. It is very, very expensive. I think for a phone that much is just way too much. So that's my kind of thoughts on it, honestly, with the iPhone X.
And just really quickly, while we are on Apple, it seems like some research has cracked the Apple Face ID.
Yes, so basically a Vietnamese security researcher claims that he has cracked the Apple Face ID by crafting a sort of silicone mask and using like photos of his face or whatever stuck on. So it's a very elaborate way to fool the Face ID. So I don't think people should be worried, you know, just about anytime soon that their phones are going to be hacked. But yeah, it's an example that, you know, even if you think all security is flawless, it isn't. There's always going to be some way to circumvent it. So it's not a sort of cause for panic, but it just illustrates that even something as secure as Face ID can be compromised.
But what's interesting in that is they say it costs them, $150 to create this face,
yes,
if you like. Yeah. There's a video of it, and it works immediately.
Yeah.
So it shows that it can be cracked. And he's not saying, look, your iPhone is flawed. He's just saying, look, if you own a big corporation, you're a billionaire, and there's stuff on there you don't want people to see, mm-hmm, it won't cost that much.
Yeah.
To get around that. It is possible, is the point, and that's what they're trying to say.
Correct.
Isn't
it? Yeah.
And just finally, massive announcement coming from Tesla tomorrow.
Really? I didn't know.
Well, apparently. I'm across all technological announcements.
No, I mean, you kind of know how much I love Tesla as a company and driving them around. Did I mention I drove a Tesla? I drove a Tesla. It was wonderful.
You drove me around in a Tesla.
But yes, so Tesla's making a huge announcement tomorrow. It is Tesla's new electric semi-truck. And what they're looking to basically do is have an electric truck. So essentially all these trucks that go back and forth across the US hauling goods all over the place, they want to try and make them electric just because they can drive better, they can drive safer. I've seen some demonstrations where these trucks can come to an absolute halt within a couple of seconds as opposed to a driver manually applying the brake. So it's a very interesting scheme for Tesla, because it would basically make them move from this traditional consumer market into something more industrial and targeting all these companies that are, you know, shipping things across the country via trucks. So I think it's a very interesting announcement. It's going to be done tomorrow. Elon Musk is going to be taking the stage to make the announcement. So stay tuned to see what exactly Tesla has in store.
Do you know, the motoring journalist that comes on quite regularly, Damien, was down at the track and they were doing this thing called roll racing.
Yeah.
And he was saying the thing that was fascinating was the Tesla was coming out on top,
yes,
racing against some of these supercars. Yeah. I can't remember which one it was, but he was just fascinated by it, wasn't he? Mm. So I thought Nick would be interested.
I mean, if you sit in a Tesla and you really accelerate, you go. Like, that car can go. And it's amazing what they've done with the car and just the way it translates from just the second you tapped on the accelerator and it just skyrockets forward. So it is a fantastic car.
Which is fine. But then if you're building trucks to transport goods around a country the size of the United States, just how much of a load can these trucks pull? How much, yeah, and how viable are they as a replacement to the existing, you know, truckers network?
Yeah, I think it's more along the case of, you know, on a single charge, how far can it go?
Yeah.
And really just all the security things that go into a Tesla car, they're going to try and adapt that for a Tesla truck as well. So that just means that truckers who are driving that are fatigued, the truck will be able to detect some erratic behavior, stay in the lane, and basically just generally make a warning to the driver that you need to go and rest somewhere.
That's quite impressive. The safety element is obviously going to appeal. But how long do they think the time frame will be for this to sort of be rolled out if possible?
Well, given the announcement is tomorrow and knowing the way at which Tesla accelerates things forward, I'm pretty sure early of next year you're going to start to see the first few of these rolling out as part of a test bed. But then closer towards the end of next year, they're going to be in full operation, guaranteed.
More importantly, if you have a Tesla truck and you're a trucker, will you still wear a trucker's cap or will there be something a bit more hipster to wear, do you think, driving it?
No, the caps will just be a lot more expensive. I was going to buy some Tesla merchandise in the summer and, yeah, it was 250 dirhams for a T-shirt. And I thought, well, no, I'm not going to stretch that far.
It's not part of your uniform anyway.
It is, doesn't work.
Our guest today for Drive Live Talks Tech was Nick Rago from techradar.com. Nick, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, guys.
And thank you very much for the cake.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.